Okay, so I'd like to just revisit for a minute what we talked about yesterday, a little bit more Lamaisa. I talked yesterday about, I'm just going to really just encapsulate, even though I mentioned some more details, that we're talking about the question of primarily whether you can say that for those who say Hallel the night of Pesach in the shul, following the position of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Pei Zayin, so should they say Hallel the Yechidus as well? This is a question which we should apply every year for those people that either can't make it to shul, and it is mentioned Lamaisa in terms of the question of for women, whether women should say Hallel or not. But this year, of course, it's totally different because the entire Tzibur, right, is affected by this. And the question comes up as to whether they say Hallel or not by themselves. So we mentioned yesterday that there are those who are emphatic that you do say Hallel v'Yechidus, and especially among Sfardi Poskim, following the Chida, and they quote sources all the way back to the Rama Mipano, Rambazari Mipano, that an earlier source, that they were very, very emphatic in regard to this. And some of these sources really emphasize the Kabbalistic elements of things. They say that it's unbelievable, the Milah of saying Hallel the night of Pesach. I'll just mention something which I did not mention yesterday in this regard, which is that they say that there's this idea that the night of Pesach, you know, in Machshava, there's a huge gap, divide between Yom and Laila. Yom is Chesed and Yom is optimism, right? Yom Avia Omer, right? Lagiba Boker Chasdecha is usually the pasuk which is quoted. But at nighttime, you have to depend upon Emunah and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you're more vulnerable. And then you have, you know, it's a totally different kind of theme. There's more Midas Adin, which is associated with nighttime. So the night of Pesach, the Mekubalim had this idea, but it's not only the Mekubalim, that the night of Pesach turns into Yom. That there's such chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night that it's Laila Kiyom Ya'ir. That it's, the night is like, it illuminates like the daytime. And, by way of example, just an interesting thing which the Vilna Gaon says in his Agada, he says that's one of the understandings or the interpretations of Manishtana HaLaila HaZeh. He says, Manishtana Laila Zeh means if it's a Laila, so he says Laila should be really Lashon Keva. Manishtana, why is it different that this night is a Laila HaZeh, that it's referred to as Zeh, which means to say Zachar, that there's a that there's this concept of the Laila somehow losing its status as Laila, and now it's treated like daytime. It doesn't have the same character as a regular Laila. So in any case, this is an idea which they mention, and they talk about this idea. So therefore, even though you say Hallel, usually only during the daytime, that's a general principle in regard to Hallel. Hallel said only during the daytime, but Laila Kiyoma Ya'ir, that now the Mekubalim had this idea that it's like daytime. So therefore, Hallel is so appropriate, and if anything, there's unbelievable chesed you have to acknowledge at nighttime, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? And therefore, the Hallel is all the more important. And they have, this is again, this is something which is emphasized amongst the Mekubalim. So, this is, a theme, an emphasis. And this fits halachically with those who associate the, Hallel, which is said in the Beis HaKnesses, together with the Hallel, which is said either in one's home, or the Hallel, which is said over Yom Tov. And those, I think there are two different approaches to this. Some say that it's connected to the Hallel in the bayis, in the home. And they say that there's this idea that the bayis in the home, it's problematic. Should you say bracha? Should you not say bracha? Because split up the Hallel. It's not a conventional Hallel. You have a hefsek. Also, you know what? Say the entire Hallel already in shul with a bracha. All at one time in a more conventional kind of way. That's what some Rishonim present. So according to that approach, right, just like you would say Hallel at the Seder, right, even if you're by yourself, so to this Hallel as well, you would say by yourself. And also there are those who mention, I think it might be a little bit of a different angle, of Soloveitchik mentioned this, that you could perceive this Hallel to be a Hallel over Yom Tov, just like we mentioned a moment ago. Usually Hallel over Yom Tov you say in the morning. This particular Hallel, you don't say only in the morning, you say it's a Hallel of Yom Tov, but it's a Hallel which is this time it's an obligation to state at night as well, because the night all of a sudden takes on a character of the day, right? We had that pasuk that Ashir Yelochem How does it go again? The pasuk says, "Hashir yelochem kilel hiskadesh chag." Right, so that's this idea that you treat the halal of Yom Tov, which usually is said only during daytime. Now you say it even at nighttime as well. If you associate it with the halal, we identify it with the halal of the Seder, which might be a halal over a Nes, or you identify it with halal of Yom Tov. Those kinds of halals, even a yachid would say. And therefore, over here as well, from a lachic point of view, you would say that halal with a even an individual would say the bracha. However, I mentioned yesterday that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, quoted by his son Rav Soloveitchik from Boston, he said primarily it's based upon this Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Chanukah, that if you understand that this is for the sake of a special takonetz of Pirsumi Nisa Bitzibur, in the Beis HaKnesses, just like Neiros Chanukah are lit in the Beis HaKnesses Bitzibur, that there's this special idea, you want to be Mefarsim Anais, so you have a takona that it should be done by Makom Tzibur. So then, that by definition only takes place in a Makom Tzibur. So therefore, if it's a Yachid, right, who's a Yachid wouldn't say it, it's self-evident. That was a very compelling point. So we mentioned that from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. We also said that Rav Yashiv also is quoting, he quoted in his Haggadah as saying that Yachi doesn't say it. So now I looked a little bit further. Some of these sources I looked at years ago, and some of them, one or two of them, were new. So first of all, I remembered in a sefer called Mikroi Kodesh, written by Rav Harari, that I have. So he also discussed this. So I checked, and he quotes Rav Nevensal. Rav Avigdor Nevensal, Gadol B'Yisrael, who's present-day Gadol B'Yisrael in Yerushalayim, close Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And so in any case, Rav Nevensal, he also says that a Yachid does not say this Hallel, and he gives another couple of reasons, in addition to one mentioned Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He says there are other reasons which are mentioned. It's interesting, the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on this spot, in Simon Tov Pei Zayin, where the din of mentioning Halin, saying Halin Shul comes up, so he said that, he quotes the position, that the reason why you say Halin Shul is Lahotzi es Misha Enu Baki. That if somebody doesn't know how to say Halal, so you want to be Motzi that person. You know, it's sort of like, it's Chazar Sashatz, right? Sort of like repetition of Shimon Esrei. So you want to be able to make sure that everybody's Yotze, and therefore you say Halin Shul to be Motzi, just in case anybody doesn't know how to say it. So Rav Nevensal points out, according to that reason, so that's only the whole takana. You don't only do that b'tzibur, right? You only do it for chazaras hashatz. That's a tzibur type of din, right? Get together at tzibur and be motzi anyone who's not a baki. That only does in the context of a tzibur, and therefore, according to that reason, it would not apply. He also mentions another reason, which we noted yesterday, which is that according to some, this halel corresponds to the halel which they said when they would be bringing the Karban Pesach. So he said, Rav Nevensal, that we know from the description of the Gemara, Mishnayos and Gemaras and Maseches Pesachim, that was done obviously with Tzibur. Everybody did it together. It was a huge, intense gathering of people that took place in Yerushalayim and in the Beis Hamikdash back at that point in time, right? Imagine millions of people gathering in Yerushalayim at that point in time, literally, in the old city of Yerushalayim. So he says, obviously, that halal was said, Bitzibur. So he said, okay, so you take those two reasons as well. Now we have three reasons that we have associated with this halal. One, the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Chanukah, that it has to do with Pirsumi Nisa Din, that and you should be done by Makom Tzibur. Then, according to that reason, we already said it should not apply to a Yachid. Then we have the Vilna Gaon in here on the Daf, you might say, in the Shulchan Aruch, who says it has to do with being Motzi, someone who's not a Baki. That has to do with the Tzibur. And then Rav Nevensal points out that if it's a Karban Pesach, that it's corresponding to the Hal which said over the Karban Pesach, that also was done by Tzibur. Interesting enough, then I decided to look Sefer called Kovetz Halachos, which is a very good sefer, which is an excellent sefer with psakim of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, written Ari by who again? It's in any case, it's the Rav your father Shul, I believe. Is that correct? Rav Kleiman, right. So Rav Kleiman. He's written a series of songs called Kovetz Halachos. I decided to look over there. So he has actually an unbelievable brief discussion in regard to this. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky actually mentions all of these reasons. He mentions all three. He quotes him as having used all three of these reasons that we just mentioned now. It's like the Gron Hilchas Chanukah, it's a pisum misa bit seaboard in. That doesn't apply to a yachid. It's a lotzi es mishen ubaki, that doesn't apply. It corresponds to the howl over the bringing of the, and the shechti, the shechit of the carbon pesach, that doesn't apply. That was all those things were done bit seabor. He adds that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is gormi mahalo bit seabor ibn ima. He says the Shulchan Aruch says it's bit seabor, the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch. And then, the punchline is, and this was astonishing, he does quote, others quote this as well, there's a sefer called Nazirus Shimshon, which is an achron on the Shulchan Aruch, who says also that he doesn't think that it didn't apply to Betzibor. And then he quotes the Netziv. It's a Netziv, which I have not seen in other Sfarim anyone who quoted this Netziv. A Netziv on the Shiltos. Right? The Netziv famously wrote a commentary on the Shiltos of Rav Chaigon, which is why the Netziv in the Shiltos is sort of like a little bit out of the way. Most people are not saying, you know, do you have a Seder in the Shiltos of Rav Chaigon together with the commentary of the Netziv. So he quotes this Netziv who says, and this we noted yesterday, that some of the sources, early sources in regard to this din of saying Hallel the night of Pesach, they say it's Yerushalmi, it's a Maseches Sofrim, it's a Tosefta. Some of them mention that there's this idea of Unuromamo Shemo Yachtov, that we should exalt Hashem's name Yachtov together. So we noted already that some say that that seems to indicate that it's Sibur is doing it. Yachtov, we do this all together. So says that it's Siv correct. He highlights this idea. He thinks that the din of the saying of Hallel the night of Pesach is a din that has to do with Berovam, right? He says Mishum Mitzvah Derov Am Ukriya Beniima Hamiyucheres LaHallel Tiknu Shikriu BeBesach Knesses. It's in order to create this beautiful Hallel which is said Berov Am, and then the Netziv says, consequently, v'im kein misha ein lo tzibur gam lifnei achila vaday ein roi likro klal ad achar achila. So he says, therefore he says, a person who doesn't have a tzibur basically should not be saying Hallel. So now we have the Netziv, one of the gedolei, you know, from the last, more recent time, you might say, from the latter part of the Achronim, one of the great, great, great Achronim. So Netziv also takes this point of view. So now, all of a sudden, as opposed to certain Sfarim where they mention, you know, the standard approach is to say Hallel with even a Yachid says Hallel the night of Pesach. Right? If you say it in Shul, so Yachid should also say it, which we said is the approach of many Svardi poskim going back for hundreds of years. Now we have Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and his son, Rav Yoshev Er Soloveitchik, Rav Yoshev, Rav Nevensal, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and then amongst the Achronim, you might say the Nazir Shimshon and the Netziv. They all concur that a Yachid should not say this Hallel, and certainly not say this Hallel with a Bracha. So this position, I think, is not such a is given really added strength in regard to this. I mean, now I'm more inclined to say that if an individual who is not Svardi would ask this question, more inclined to say, even though maybe new information will come to light, that it's better for a person certainly not to say Hallel the Bracha, or maybe not to say the Hallel at all. Obviously, you can say it without the Brachos, but certainly not to say it with the Bracha. That's my inclination based upon the further research.